Ramadan is in full swing, and the Muslim extremists have been very busy. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we're going to talk about how Christians can love the persecutors and pray for Muslims during Ramadan. And then, you'll also hear how one of our ministry partners has been recognized for their effective work in the Great Commission. That story coming your way in about 3.5 minutes. But let's start with a look at the headlines, which are screaming chaos from a bloody start to Ramadan in England, Egypt, the Philippines, Tunisia, Iraq, and Afghanistan. ISIS has called on its followers to wage all-out war on the West during the Muslim Holy Month, sparking fears of new attacks. The common denominator here? Fear. Anthony Rhodes is a spokesperson for the Voice of the Martyrs Canada. He says first,
as we think about security issues and we think about the threats that are being launched by radical Islam, that our best weapons are in prayer. And so it's so important to remember to pray for our persecutors, because that's what Jesus has called us to do.
And then besides praying boldly, come alongside the church under fire.
One of the best ways to combat persecution is raising up mature disciples of Jesus Christ. And these are people then in the country that will continue to be a witness for Christ in the midst of some difficult situations.
You still have time to join the Ramadan Prayercast Challenge. Every day, you get a featured country to focus on. You can sign up through a link at the story and invite someone else to join you. One final reminder.
This is where we really see the gospel advance, through people that really take the time to pray and really ask the Lord to intervene.
Next, the Turkana group in Kenya is the second largest nomadic group in the country. The people are often shepherds and herders, and their small villages are far-flung across the wide territory in northwest Kenya. Benson is a church planter in Turkana who went through the discipleship program with Global Disciples. Now, when Benson first entered ministry over 15 years ago, the Turkana people were considered unreached with the gospel, less than 2%. But Benson helped to train and disciple church leaders, and together, they planted over 400 churches throughout Turkana. However, he says the evangelism process in Turkana is far from finished, and the process to go through each village is arduous.
Just go one by one, and it takes months, weeks to reach these people and to make them to know Christ.
Benson says the biggest thing you can do for the church in Turkana, Kenya, is to pray for and with them.
Pray that in the midst of the challenges of droughts, the challenges of sicknesses, that God will show himself, because there are so many that have never heard about him. We don't see the circumstances, the pain, the anger, lack of food. We see at the end of the day, they need to give their life to God.
And finally, when you're job hunting, we usually want to know, do employees like working here? On the mission field, that question goes more like this. Is this ministry effectively and responsibly sharing the gospel? Do I agree with their mission? MNN's Julie Bourdon shares how this year, these questions were answered with a resounding yes for one of our ministry partners.
Every year, Forbes magazine puts out a list ranking the top-rated mid-size employers in the United States. This year, Wycliffe Bible Translators USA was ranked 20th overall out of over 300 employers. They were the top Christian organization as well. Rankings are based on employee surveys that gauge whether employees feel happy, inspired, and well compensated. Wycliffe's president and CEO Bob Creason says, "This recognition is all to God's glory." In a statement, he said, "The work we do is not easy, but being able to witness the life-changing impact Scripture has all over the world is a tremendous reward. We're blessed to have such wonderful and committed staff, volunteers, and partners who make the work not only possible, but fruitful. Congratulations, Wycliffe." For Mission Network News, I'm Julie Bourdon.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer. We'll be right back.